Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Saudi Arabia's decision to ban beIN Sports from broadcasting Premier League matches is unrelated to Newcastle United's takeover. The Magpies are still waiting to hear if their group of potential Saudi backers will be given the go-ahead to take over the club by the Premier League, with developments taking an intriguing twist this week. The Saudi Arabian government opted to ban beIN Sports, who have been opponents to Newcastle's new owners, from broadcasting games. However, it is claimed that the latest news is actually unrelated to the bid to take over the Magpies. Either way, the news just adds further complication to a takeover saga which has gone on for far too long in the eyes of most around Newcastle. Meanwhile, Tottenham defender Danny Rose is expected to join Newcastle permanently at the end of this season. The left-back is currently on loan, and he has managed to impress Steve Bruce with his performances. Rose is unwanted at Spurs, and the Londoners will look to get him off their books before the start of the next season. It is claimed that Newcastle want to sign the player as well, and Rose is keen to join. And finally, Celtic are reportedly on alert after it emerged that Newcastle could be ready to cash in on young goalkeeper Freddie Woodman. Neil Lennon's men are monitoring Woodman's progress if they fail to land Fraser Forster. Woodman is currently on loan at Championship outfit Swansea, although his season has been cut short by injury. But when asked by a Swansea fan if Newcastle could sell the 23-year-old, a respected journalist confirmed it was a possibility. Celtic are said to be one of a number of clubs that are interested in signing Woodman, who could be leaving St James's Park this summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.